garden and what did I see? Fresh blood on some feathers and an old coyote. Smiling and growling, looked straight in my eyes. Said, ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. Oh, where did you come from? How long will you stay? Like a curious cat, I kept firing away. He had a great story, that much I could tell. He said, I am from heaven, and I am from hell. And decades I've hunted and roamed, but I go incognito, no shape of my own. Sometimes I am human and rather well known. Sometimes I'm the whisper on your nights alone. I'll make you happy. The street. He was so close behind me, I could feel his heartbeat. I turned round to face him, but he took to the sky. And a dozen old blackbirds started to cry. They said, ask him no questions, he'll tell you no lies. They said, ask him no questions, he'll tell you no.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 93. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with Wendy McNeil with her song Ask Me No Questions. That's off her A Dreamer's Guide to Hardcore Living. Came out on Six Shooter Records this week. I believe she's Canadian but lives in Sweden, or the other way around. But the album is a little anti-folk, neo-folk, freak folk, whatever, but with so much more. As you heard in that track, very oom-pah-pah, which makes me very happy. I like an accordion. Coming up next, we're going to shift directions entirely on you, because that's the kind of thing we do here at the Too Much Rock Podcast. This is The Faint.
Wet green grass, I got a chainsaw.
Well, did that get your post-punk revival blood boiling? We started that set off with The Faint with the song The Geeks Were Right off their new album Fascination, released on their own Blank Wave Records, leaving Saddle Creek behind, as Connor Oberst has for his solo album, so some exodus there. And we'll hear from that Connor Oberst album in a week or two. That came out August 5th. That is a very good album. It's certainly not as good as the second album, which I thought was lovely, but I like it just as well as the last album. Maybe better, actually. In the middle there was Block Party with their new track Halo. That's off their album Intimacy that came out August 21st on Vice Records. And that album's a bit of a disappointment to me. There's a couple of tracks in there that they seem to make intentionally difficult to listen to, and some that really seem filler, so I'm not as impressed. And then there at the end was Pigeon Detectives with the song This Is an Emergency off of their new This Is an Emergency EP released in the U.S., though I believe it's really just a collection of tracks from their first two albums that were released some time ago in the UK. I think they're getting ready to try to make a push into the US, and this was a little bit of a leader. Released on the Dance to the Radio label, which I really like. I think the label's based out of Sheffield, but that band's based out of Leeds. And so if you enjoy that, pick that up. It's maybe a dollar short and a day late, but you know, maybe that's the sound that appeals to you. The way the Too Much Rock podcast works is every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it for you. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. We get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices and we hear good music. And if you don't agree, you can always drop me a line on the Too Much Rock website and let me know. Coming up next, I've got a track by the Alan Cohen Experience, One Gentleman Out of Boston, a self-released album. This song is called Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh, let me go. There's a festival to celebrate now. In the desert we will see no snow. It's a three-day journey out. And I have shown them all their Lord, and they are believers now. He will strike them with his mighty sword if they don't leave here this town. If they don't leave here this town. But the taskmasters, they said, this is not how it shall be. They must get their straw and make their beds and work on what we need. So Moses said to the Lord himself, this is not how you said it would be. How can I pay the king all his hell as a man of impeded speech? As a man of impeded speech. The Lord replied with Aaron's name, said he will speak for you. The Egypt king will never reign while he enslaves Hebrews. The brothers went to the royal court and out in plain view. Moses did a trick of the magic sword, but the king's men did it too. So Moses said, what happened here, Lord? What are we to do? The Lord had some tricks up his sleeve. There were 10 more he would use. The final one was a great injustice. The king's son wound up dead. Take no more, and said he must not sleep till they all have fled. Hey, not sleep till they all have fled. The king soon gathered his wits and set out on a chase. With his army and his chariots, he began to win the race. The Hebrews hit the water's edge at the shore of the Sea of Reeds. With the water low, they walked across. With the king near out the trees. With the king near out the trees. The army men they followed suit, but while out at sea, the water rose, washed them away, the Hebrews had gotten free. With a mighty song and lots of bread, they danced their victory. Slaves no more, towards home they went trotting, gloriously, hey, trotting, gloriously.
Going down behind a tattooed tree, and the simple act of a Noah stroke put diamonds in the sea. And all because of the phosphorus there in quantity, as I dug a dig in me in Mexico. There in the valley of Scorpio, beneath the cross of jade, smoking on the seashell pipe the gypsies had made, we sat and we dreamed a while, the smugglers bringing wine, that crystal thought time in Mexico. Sitting in the chair of bamboo, sipping grenadine, straining my eyes for a surfacing submarine. Kingdoms of ants walk across my feet, I'm a shaking in my seat in Mexico. Grasshoppers creaking in the velvet jungle night, microscopic circles in the fluid of my sight, watching a black-eyed native girl cut and trim the lamp, Valentino vamp in Mexico. Going down behind a tattooed tree, and the simple act of a Noah stroke put the diamonds in the sea, and all because of the phosphorus there in quantity, I dug a dig in me in Mexico.
That is Donovan with the song Sand and Foam, released in 1966, though I have it on a compilation called Troubadour, the Definitive Collection 64 to 76 that I just picked up last week. I picked it up as I really didn't know enough about Donovan. I guess I knew the hits and Sunshine Superman and Mellow Yellow and Season of the Witch and Ricky Tikki Tavi, but not much else, and I'm very glad I did, from his early work that was rightly so pegged to be very Bob Dylan to the stuff in the late 70s, which is very almost Nick Drake, maybe a little Dan Fogelberg in there, but enough Nick Drake to make it useful. Before that, we played the Alan Cohen Experience with the song Pharaoh from his album Revolutions. I believe he's self-released that sometime in 2007, a cycle of songs about revolution. We are just about at the end of the podcast, so I want to get some business out of the way. I'll let you know you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 93. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. A couple of shows coming up that I should talk about. On the 16th at Martyrs will be On We and Jupiter One with Dan Wallace and some other bands as well. And I will also be at Presets and Cut Copy at the Metro on the 17th. On the 19th, I will be skipping Jenny Lewis, I think. But on the 20th, I will be at the Blockout at the Hideout Block Party. I think Nico Case is headlining that night. Or elsewhere in town, the Evangelicals are playing. On Sunday, the Block Party continues with New Pornographers headlining that day, but I will be at the Abbey to see a number of bands, but mostly Gentleman Auction House, which is one of my favorite new bands. I'll go back and find the podcast that played them if you haven't heard them. Wonderful stuff there. And on the 23rd, I will be at the Beat Kitchen for Say Hi, and the 25th at Shuba's to see Damian Girardo and Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson. So a few shows coming up there. If you're going to be in any of those, let me know, and we'll definitely hang out. We're going to end things off here with a track by Fujiya and Miyagi, and I think that's how they pronounce it. They've kind of got their own way of going about Japanese, as they say. This track is Hundreds and Thousands off their album Light Bulbs that comes out, I believe, today, September 16th, or tomorrow, I guess that is, on Deaf, Dumb, and Blind Records, a band out of Brighton. And this is an instrumental, though, you know, I just love it. So, you know, it's a nice way to chill out and end things. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.